looking for caller 8 right now, 585-252-9800, to win a brand new customized 98PXY Stanley tumbler. And all you got to do is go head-to-head with our girl, Breezy, who I believe is officially 1-9 right now. So the odds are in your favor.
For now. Don't get ahead of yourself.
All right, let's go over to the phones. Looking for caller 8PXY. Who's this? Hello, PXY, you're live. What's your name?
Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you calling from this morning?
From the good old city of Rochester.
Good old 585, Michelle. You're going head-to-head with Breezy because you're caller 8. I need you to talk some trash to our girl before she goes into the soundproof studio next door.
Oh, I got this all day, Breezy.
All day, Michelle? Get it, Mish? All right, see ya.
Hey, so Michelle, here's how we're going to do this. If it comes down to an automatic tie, you are automatically the winner. This is 5 pop culture trivia questions. Just give me your best answer. We're going to question 1. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Michelle, name the state that Justin Timberlake was pulled over and arrested in for driving while under the influence on June 18th.
Oh, geez. I don't know. I'm going to say Tennessee. I don't know.
Tennessee. All right, I'm putting you down for Tennessee. Let's go to question number 2, Michelle. In 2012, which iconic female singer died in her bathtub?
Famous singer.
Beverly Hills.
Man, I probably should have called.
I believe in you. Sometimes you only need one to be Breezy. So you got 5 seconds on the clock. Which female singer?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga passed away in her bathtub? All right.
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Michelle. You're crushing it. Let's go to question number 3. Which car part reduces the bumps felt while driving?
Your shockers.
The old shockers. All right, let's go to question number 4. Michelle, this is a tough one, Michelle. What is a pumpkin?
What's a pumpkin?
What is a pumpkin, Michelle?
It's a vegetable.
All right. All righty, and let's go to the last question. Michelle calling from The Rock. What classic Halloween movie is set in the Overlook Hotel? This movie took place in the Overlook Hotel. What famous Halloween movie?
I don't know. It's
5 seconds.
Overlook Bay. I don't know.
What is it? What movie?
Overlook Bay. I don't know.
That's the name of the movie? Overlook Bay. Okay, let's All right, let's bring Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up. All right. Well, I'm going to be completely blunt here and say Michelle's probably the worst contestant we've ever had.
Oh, Mish, what happened?
All right, Michelle, you are looking at you got 1 correct. That's not too shabby. This could end in a tie, and Michelle, you could still win it, okay? Let's sit tight
here. I'm the worst contestant
ever. No, you're not. You're one of our favorites because
he goes, "No, you're not," even though I just said you were. Oopsies.
I'm backpedaling. Okay, let's go to question number 1. Michelle, sit tight. Breezy, name the state that JT was pulled over and arrested for driving while under the influence.
Oh, New York. It was on Long Island or Montauk, whatever.
Question number Hamptons. 2. In 2012, which iconic female singer died in her bathtub?
2012. Amy Winehouse?
5 seconds. Okay, we're putting you down for Amy Winehouse. Let's go to question number 3. Which car part reduces the bumps felt while driving?
The tires? I don't know.
The tires, yes. Okay, Breezy, question 4. What is a pumpkin?
A fruit.
And question five, what classic Halloween movie is set in the Overlook Hotel?
The Shining.
All right. Not too shabby. Hey, Michelle.
Yeah?
Breezy got 3 out of 5. She is the winner.
Oh, my gosh.
Michelle, I'm so sorry she beat you 3-1, but let's go over the answers here.
Okay.
Question number one, Breezy got it correct. JT got pulled over in New York. You said Tennessee, Michelle.
He's from Tennessee. That's where you got confused.
He is from Tennessee, though. And Michelle, who died in their bathtub? The answer to that was Whitney Houston. You said Lady Gaga.
Wait, we just played her. She has a world premiere today.
You did get question 3 correct, Michelle. The answer is shocks. Shocks do reduce the bumps felt when driving. Breezy did get question 4 right. What is a pumpkin? It is, in fact, a fruit. Michelle, you said vegetable. And we asked what classic Halloween movie is set in the Overlook Hotel. The answer to that is The Shining. Michelle, you said the Overlook movie.
Michelle, you crushed it!
You absolutely crushed it! Michelle, I don't even care. You were so hilarious. I'm going to hook you up with this Stanley anyways.
Oh, my God, Michelle.
You're so welcome.
Hey. Honestly, Michelle, we're going to hook you up because I deserve to win. You know what I mean? I deserve to win after months and months of no wins.
So. Hey, Michelle, say my name is... Michelle, say, my name is Michelle from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Michelle from Rochester, and I can't beat Breezy.
Woo! Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Just another big round of applause to our girl Michelle for winning.
She crushed.
For Can't Actually, Be Breezy.
You should be applauding me and giving me my flowers. I get flowers once a year. We should be giving me my flowers.
Well, look, I'm keeping score. You are officially 2-9, your record. It's nothing to really call home about, but 2 wins for our girl Breezy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot happening around town this Halloween weekend, you guys.
Woo! Thrilling.
The East and Alex Association is hosting the Bills block party for the Bills-Seahawks matchup in Rochester's East End. So the party kicks off at noon. That's going to be on Sunday. That's going to include music, food. There's going to be TVs outside for fans
vendors.
To catch the game, vendors. This is all on East and Alexander Street. And then
kids can come.
Kids can come. Proceeds from the party will benefit local nonprofits, and $1 from every ticket will go towards the Wilmot Cancer Institute. General admission right now is $3, but that, I believe, is going up to 10 or 12, right?
10 the day of. At $10. The door. Yep.
Get them now. They're $3. The party is open to all ages. If you're not even a football fan, there's going to be other stuff going on around 1 p.m. There's going to be TVs outdoors. The Bills game will kick off at 4:05 p.m., but the party runs from 12 to 9. It's going to be a lot of fun. Kids can wear their costumes and trick-or-treat on Sunday at the Rochester Public Market, and then the market will not only be full of candy, but also family-focused nonprofits giving out information and other services. And you know, you guys can do your farmer's market shopping. Get your iced coffees, get your lattes, get your empanadas. There's going to be spooky arts and crafts and interactive activities plus live entertainment. And that runs from 4:30 to 7:30 on Sunday at the Rochester Public Market. When's the last time you went?
The Rochester Public Market?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago? 2 Saturdays ago?
The last time I was there was a tsunami. I mean, just downpour.
There's just so many good things there.
I spent so like, many good I got so much stuff. I spent like what?
$30.
No.
Like 2 weeks of groceries.
$30? No, I spent like $6.50.
You go there and spend $30 on 2 weeks of groceries.
Produce, yeah, it's incredible.
Vegetables, everything.
Anything
so
you want. Coming up on the show, you guys got something you need to get off your chest before the weekend officially kicks off? So do we. 585-252-9800. There I Said It is coming up after the break. Send us all of your unpopular opinions. We'll read them next on the show.
98 PXY, the number one hit music station. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. All right, you guys, let's get into it this morning. I don't understand this guy with the two eggs in the omelet. As opposed to a one-egg omelet? Never heard of it.
Who hired that guy?
Let's get over to Taylor. Weighing in first for There I Said It this Friday morning, 585-252-9800 is the number. Taylor said, if you go over to a guy's house and he owns zero books, do not have sex with him. I repeat, do not sleep with him. There, I said it.
Interesting. Right. Well, okay.
Nice PSA.
I want to go to mine today.
Well, here we go.
I just feel like there is no amount of trash talking or insults that require anyone to throw hands or physically fight someone. I think it's barbaric. I think it's disgusting. I think it's really trashy. And if you're going to do that, I don't really want to hang out with you. There, I said it.
Okay.
What? Okay, what?
No, okay. They probably don't want to hang out with you either.
Are you a fighter? Are you offended by my take?
I think you know that I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I just think it's gross. I think it's really trashy. So there, I said it.
Thanks. All right. All right. Who else do we have?
The bar fights. I can't.
Yeah, I haven't witnessed a good bar fight in a long time.
Yeah, because hopefully everyone's hearing this take and they'll stop doing it.
Let me see. Or they're just older than 21. Rob says women need to start paying more attention to the green flags instead of focusing on the red ones. They constantly complain there's no good men out there because they're too busy looking for imperfections.
That is true.
There, I said it. Not a bad take this morning, Rob. We'll take that one. Thank you so much. Who else is pissed off?
Oh, let's see here. Clean laundry shouldn't smell like anything other than fresh. There, I said it.
Got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here's a good one. Let's go to Laura. To the lady working the McDonald's drive-thru this morning, I don't know who hurt you. Or what battle you're facing, but it's completely okay to say good morning and smile at people considering you're working in customer service. There, I said it.
You with every employee at Dunkin' at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Sounds like this woman's got management written all over her, does it not? I love pissed off people working the drive-thru. It's so entertaining.
It's just not really where they're supposed to
and
be.
And I told you that the last time I went through a drive-thru, this guy, it's 4 a.m. It's 4:30 in the morning. Nobody's there. And I pull up, didn't even say good morning. He's just like, you're going to have to hold on a minute. I said, okay. He's like, because I'm all alone. I'm working by myself. This is through the drive-thru speaker. And he's like, some of the people that work here choose not to come into work, which is why they live with their parents.
Okay.
I was like, I just saw... iced coffee, please.
Okay.
Very intense. Very intense. Monica says the air fryer is the greatest invention since television. There, I said it. I love that my husband actually thinks I know how to cook. Monica, you're not wrong.
Air fryer.
Oh, they're the best. You throw in a couple of Brussels sprouts, some turkey bacon, some Parmesan cheese. Let it rip for 10 minutes. You got yourself a meal.
Obsessed. Obsessed. Yeah, good stuff right there. This person says, staying friends with your ex just makes sense. There, I said it.
Does it? Does it?
I don't know. That's what they're saying.
Breeze?
Hmm. What?
How many exes are you still friends with?
Maybe like one, two. Yeah. No, the ratio is not great. Let's say that.
Not everyone deserves to be happy. There, I said it. All right. Ben coming in hot this morning. I think mine for today is, I feel like the Menendez brothers did their time. I think after 35 years, maybe they should be set free. There, I said it. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, I feel like they're out on parole like in 5 minutes from now.
I don't know what's going to happen by the end of the day today. I don't know. I'm not saying, I will say this. Murder is wrong. There, I said it.
Wow, way to really go out on a limb there.
Thank you.
You're a risk taker, and I love that for you.
Thank you, Bree.
I'm so sick and tired of glorifying murderers. Gypsy Rose, the Menendez brothers, they're like, they're just so misunderstood. It's like, what? They killed their parents.
Well, Gypsy had some help.
Yes, she did. And he's in there forever, so. There's that.
And then I'll go over to the James. James says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Buffalo Wild Wings in Greece. Best wings in Rochester. And they have good service, too. There, I said it. All right.
I know where I'm going after the show.
We got to get that McDonald's drive-thru worker to go work at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I mean, after all the press that came out about them this week, they probably should switch jobs.
Oh, the E. coli. Yes, the quarter pounders with cheese.
I hope they weren't taking advantage of their employee discount and buying their family food. Yikers.
What kind of a discount can they possibly be getting at McDonald's?
Actually, McDonald's is like low-key expensive now. It is. Their nugs are like $15 a pop. I'm like, I hate it here.
Now that's where you take a date, right there.